Monday, December 16, 2019, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 p.m.
Get in there.
Maybe they'll come stand out on the side of it every winter for 20, 30 hours.
What do we got? 1:02? All right, we'll go ahead and start our meeting. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
At this time, we'd have public comments, so if there's anybody here that would like to speak on anything other than the items that are on the agenda, now would be the time to come forward. All right. Doesn't look like we have any public comment today. We'll go ahead and go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from December 2nd, 2019. Approval of accounts payable less one. That would be the one that is MAI. We'll go ahead and do that one in an individual motion here in a minute. And then approval of official reports, the clerk, the register of deeds, and the clerk of district court. I did come in this morning and I went through those, and the clerk, the register of deeds, and the district courts. I also went through accounts payable. Everything seemed to be in order. It was actually a fairly slow month, so that's great to have that in the middle of the budget. So everything seemed to be in order there.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda items.
Can you make your motion state accepting the MAI claim?
Accept the MAI
so
claim.
Larry can.
Yeah.
Okay. With the exception of the MAI.
Yep.
Accounts payable.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. And then I would make the motion to go ahead, and I did review the claim from MAI, and everything appears to be in order with regard to that. And so I'm looking for a motion to accept that claim also.
I move to approve the motion.
Second. Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Abstain?
Abstain.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, new business. Approved payroll claims from December 1st through December 14th. I did have an opportunity to go through the payroll claims. Really, the only change is there was a change of our deputy at the treasurer's office. So they've appointed a new deputy and had a few other gals and the ladies that work there assume different roles, that they went from clerk two to clerk three, so they had a small raise along with that, so he's still well within his budget on his salaries for the year, so that was the only thing that came to light in that. So need a motion to approve the payroll.
Make a motion to approve the payroll claims. Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Abstain.
All right, B. Elizabeth Ramirez, Haven House, requesting the board approval of Resolution 19C-040, expressing support of Haven House's grant request, commend the support and efforts put forth in the reduction of domestic violence, sexual assault in Dakota County. So, go ahead and state your name. And
my name is Amy Munderlow, and I'm the executive director of Haven House. I'm with the Premier's. I'm the enhanced advocate of Haven House. So Haven House is asking for your support in a grant that we have written for over 20 years that allows for us to have a domestic violence sexual assault officer on staff. He's contracted through the South Sioux City Police Department. His name is Joaquin Arduino. And we pay a portion of his wage with this grant. We pay a portion of Liz's wage and then our operating expenses in South Sioux, in our South Sioux office. So this grant really allows us to serve well over 200 domestic violence sexual assault victims in Dakota County. So we're just asking for your support for this grant.
How big is your grant? How much is your grant?
We're asking for a slight increase, and so it's $64,000.
Yeah, it's amazing the work that that you guys do, and with you guys and victims assistance, and you, sometimes you think there's some overlap, but everybody in your business is so busy. So I think the more resources that are out there, the better it is. So I think really appreciate the work you guys do.
We have a shelter in Dakota County, and so that's just a great partnership with Victim Services in Dakota County and Haven House. We provide intensive case management that focuses on healing from the domestic violence and sexual assault services. So that kind of stands us apart between Victim Services and us.
Yeah. Where is that located?
Our shelter is located in an undisclosed area in a neighborhood you'd never know it's an actual shelter. Because we have very high confidentiality standards.
Yeah. So how many people can you house at one time?
Three households.
Three households.
And then we also have another shelter in Wayne County. So the overflow from that, we serve there. And then we also work with the Woodbury County CSADV. And then we also just brainstorm and make sure the person's being served however they need.
I wish you guys had nothing to do, but I know that's not the case. So thank you for all that you do.
How many years is this grant? Is this for an annual grant? Or
this is an annual grant.
But it's been going for how many years?
I would say we've had an office since 1993. Scott Ford, the former chief of police, really spearheaded that effort, and we've been able to sustain it.
Awesome. That's great.
They also have a... the board here, the poster that is going to be displayed in the courthouse. It gives people the ability to see that and get resources. So.
I understand the middle section very well.
So we just offer our support.
Yeah, our support. Yeah.
Not approve that resolution.
No.
Well,
we just need a motion to approve the resolution.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution to support the Haven House. What is the resolution?
19C-040.
19C-040. That's my
second
motion.
That.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you for the
good
work.
Board to approve the renewal of NeoPost postage machine lease agreement for the period of March 2020 to March 2025. So we lease the machine for the postage, is that right, Joan?
We do.
And that's a 5-year lease, and we're just looking at extending that.
They have increased the price by $33 a month.
For their machine?
Yes. And the signatures are all online, so at some point we'll have to figure out how to reply online.
Okay. Well, it's a...
are there any other options out there, or is this kind of our option?
NeoPost... and the other one is Hassler, and they're more expensive. And then One Office Solutions has a service, but it's a lesser quality of a machine. I don't know if I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stick with what we got, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we used to at the college and the NeoPost.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would make a motion to go ahead and extend that lease agreement through March of 2025.
I guess I really don't understand how that works. You take your envelopes, they're going to get mailed, you take them someplace, or you have a machine here?
We have a machine here on site. It saves us 5 cents a letter because we use machine postage. We pay 50 cents versus 55 cents.
So you stamp it right on there with this machine.
It's just outside of Joan's office to the right. There's a little room across from the restrooms there. Then that little machine is in there.
Then who do you pay and how do you know how much you're supposed to pay them?
We put postage on there. We put about $2,000, $2,500 worth of postage.
Oh, on the machine?
Online.
Oh.
On the machine. So we have the postage there. Plus, we lease the machine.
Do we get discounts if we store our own stuff? Or?
Yes. We can do pre-sorts, packaging, letters, or like I said, all 5 cents less from entered mail.
Then that money that you pay goes to the people that give you the machine, or rent you the machine, lease it, and then they give it to the U.S. government?
They're probably a third-party
vendor.
Kind
of post,
I'm not exactly sure who that claim is made out to.
You shouldn't maybe ask that question.
Thought I knew everything, Larry.
I know you did. That's the first, I'll say. Well, what a deal.
Yeah.
Well, let's just skip the whole thing. Yeah. It don't matter anyway. They're going on for 20, 50 years.
I'm sure the post office gets their money.
Yeah,
for sure.
Somebody's going to get the money. Beats looking stamps.
Okay. Marty, motion. Tony, seconded. Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg from the Highway Superintendent, Road Report.
Good afternoon. December 1st through December 14th, 152 hours of road maintenance, half hour of overtime, debris removal, hour and a half, garbage pickup, 7 hours, salt, sand, and snow removal, 102 hours. Gravel hauled 118 tons. Signs and barricades, 36 hours. Road concerns, we had one for grading on 260th and gravel for 240th and ditch cleaning on Ridge Road.
The ditch cleaning, is that going up on the ridge itself?
That's Wally Overfell.
Was right down on the bottom.
From Blyberg to his place there. So, back in off the hills all the time.
Yeah. Sunday I was down by Kensaw, and half of that needs to be knocked the washboard off. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to do, but really, it does need it.
Okay.
And then I came back by your dad's place. And there are some sticks across that culvert on the west end of it, right across that road there.
By Duane's, yes.
Yeah, did you see it now where the weeds all fell down?
I didn't. You mentioned a contractor has a long stick. That's what it's going to take to get down in there.
He was going to do that last spring, though.
Yeah, and it just hasn't gotten done.
What's that going to cost? Mobilization and all, that could be a pretty big bill.
He did not give me a price. I will get a price from him. See what he would charge to go down there.
I'd hate to think there was something that couldn't be done maybe by hand. If there are excavators, could set a guy down in there, or even a ladder get down there and cut him out of there. They're not that big. They're small.
No, I've looked at it. It's
pretty small. But anyway, there should be something done. I think down the road it's going to eventually
The majority of the roads that I've been on, it looked like they were in pretty good shape when it froze up, which is always nice. You know, because keep it cold like that, that'll be a nice road till spring, and hopefully we have a nice spring.
Yeah, that one guy, the one farmer guy, he did a pretty good job on him again. Sun yesterday.
Have you heard anything about 35? I took the country roads to over to Pender the other day. And
it's supposed to be open Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday. I heard that.
Yeah. They have poured it last week.
Wow.
They did, huh? They really got to go on.
Yeah.
Good. That'll help.
So, yes, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Freddie.
Jail report from the sheriff.
Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good
afternoon.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, I saw him on TV.
I haven't seen him for a long
time. You're not going to believe a stranger.
Oh, you haven't? I'm wrong.
We've been missing you. You're a little short-handed over there, Sheriff.
I know we got some people with us.
I just went through the payroll and I see you got some guys out, so it always makes it hard. So.
You noticed that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
We get by. November average for the jail, we had 60 county, 44 federal, 1.37 juveniles, 104 total in-house. 2019 calendar average inmate per day is county was 81, federals 32, juveniles 0.45 at 113. 1920 fiscal average 75, 38 federal, and 0.95 juveniles. Federal income for the month of November from the marshals we received 80,913, ICE 6,955, other government agencies 3,185. And November, other federal stuff, 91,053. And I know he changed that on me, so I didn't get a chance to ask him for sure what he changed those acronyms to. So far for the fiscal for the marshals, it's 329,251. Fiscal ICE is 38,764. Other government agencies, 396,421. 2019 calendar for federal is 748,633 of revenue. November contracts, 1,650, and fiscal county contracts, $12,078. So for the month of November, our average cost of inmate per day was $59.47, which varies quite often. The jail spent $188,000 for the month of November. We're at 41% of our total yearly budget. We're 1% under budget for the fiscal year. Was 40% estimated yearly budget in November of 2018 last year. The jail spent $38,890 less than allotted for November, so we're 17% under budget for the month of November.
Right.
Dakota County Sheriff's Office, 22 bookings for the month. South Sioux was 31, NSP at 4, self turn-ins or self pays 19, feds 32, and other 1. So, about the same numbers across.
Are you still housing some females from South Dakota with the feds, or?
I don't know if we have any more South Dakota feds.
How does that work? How does it work? The process? Do they just call and say, "Hey, do you have any beds available? Any of the federal?"
What I've been doing with Brandon, which is our local guy,
okay.
Every morning I get a report that the lieutenant sends like 6 in the morning in my emails, and it shows the status of our jail, who's in there, what they're in there for. We call it the long board. Mm-hmm. And I get that update every morning. I have now started forwarding that to Brandon, who is the marshal supervisor for the area. So he knows, because we're housing a lot of these guys, he knows how much room we have.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of cuts out him having to call and say, "Hey, do you got room?"
Mm-hmm.
Because we're housing so much, I'm going to do everything I can for those guys. So
Yeah. That's
how that kind of works.
Okay.
Didn't used to be that way. It used to be they'd call and we'd tell them, and it turned into a phone tag.
Going through that.
That way he gets that report. And I think he's the only one. Brent, do you get that, Kim?
Yeah.
You want him?
Sure.
OK. Well, you know, I got all touchy about the stuff laying on the floor a couple years ago, and so I stopped
doing
that.
Wasn't nice, sir.
But I can put you on that email.
Yeah, sure.
And just send it to you, and then you can look at that in the mornings, and you know where we're sitting at in the jail. I meant to ask you that a long time ago, and I didn't.
So when you're going through your emails at 6 in the morning, you can get that fresh.
I'm on email early in the morning and late at night, guys. Yeah. In the day, I don't sit down.
Yeah.
So I miss a lot of stuff. But anyway, I don't know if you guys are interested, but we did a report last week. And again, the sickening subject that everybody seems to want to talk about is this 2ACG program. So what I did was, since the conception, since we started signing out MOU with 2ACG, I got all their numbers and we compiled them. But Jacob, jail lieutenant, kind of turned that into our, I don't have access to anything ICE with the terminals. That's just for the DIOs in the jail. So I have to go through him to get any of that information. Mm-hmm. So he just sat down and he translated that to our JMS, our jail management system. There's no names on here. This was actually for an open request, one of multiple I get from the ACLU on a regular. I'm getting pretty good at those. If any open records requests, give me a call. I can help through that. Anyway, I just generated this report, and it just tells what they were charged with and what agency brought them in. If you guys are interested in looking at this,
yeah,
it's 77 people since we started a year ago. And these are the crimes they were brought in for. Well, the question I get is, what happened after they were turned over to ICE? I'm not privy to that information. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know it's not popular to say this, but we don't enforce immigration law. I know that's been coming out in the meeting. And Tony, you learned what this is all about because you've asked. We don't enforce diddly when it comes to immigration. We don't have anything to do with enforcing immigration law. So hopefully, you know, I know from last week's steering committee meeting we had, all weekend I've been answering phone calls and emails. Not one from Dakota County. All from Douglas County, Sarpy County, Lancaster County, and some other counties in the surrounding areas.
I had a conversation with a reporter from the Omaha World Herald, and he just said that you were very forthcoming and that very easy to work with as far as getting information. So
it's a simple decision for me, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
It seems to be a hot topic. So anyway, if you guys are interested in it, I got it. I give it to you. If not, I'll just...
Then you had a meeting on the 15th with the...
We had a yearly steering committee meeting for 287G. We had it in here. I think that was Wednesday, if I remember right.
Yeah. They called me. They wanted me to be there, but I wasn't in town.
Last year, the first one we had, we didn't have one person show up. This year we had some people show up, which was good. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them got their eyes got opened up to what actually 287G. It isn't what everyone thinks it is.
Mm-hmm. But I told you at the beginning, you know, that it's very difficult for the community to understand that. But I asked the other day, United Nations, I said, do you have any complaints about our deputies just having any people because of their color or anything? No, we haven't had anything. Okay, so.
Because, Tony, we don't.
I know.
You can go to Kevin and we're not out. We don't got time to go out and look for people's skin colors.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one deputy, what they tell me, pull someone over and ask them what their immigration status is. That's absolutely ridiculous. Do you have a driver's license or don't you? If you're driving a vehicle, that's all I want to know.
Right.
Am I correct?
You are correct.
Anyways.
Thank you. That. Good report.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris? If Woodbury County builds that jail, will that affect our federal bodies here?
Yes.
At Bondi, is they going to vote for it this spring? Is that what they said?
I think the city addresses it this week.
This week.
$50 million.
Yeah, well, what they did is they went in with the city. So that requires them less. That only requires them 51% of the voting public to pass that. Now, if the county did it on their own, from what I understand from Iowa laws, it's 60-some percent if the county did it alone. So they went in with the city. They're moving. They're building a whole new Justice Center out on 28th Street is what they're looking at doing. And that's going to be a 400-some-bed facility, from what I understand from the people I've
talked to. Yeah,
that's
still on New York.
That will greatly...
130 beds for a federal.
We'll lose quite a bit. That revenue will go by. I don't have enough room to house him. If I had enough room to house for him, if I had more room to house for him, I would. And I just don't.
They might cut their price on a second away from him.
Well, I've already stayed at, I'm staying at the 65. I wanted to raise that per diem after we start getting them. You know, you get greedy. But actually, because of the budget problems in D.C., they can't raise any of that money right now. They haven't been able to for the last 2 years.
Oh.
Because they don't have a budget. Right now, they're right on the... I've just had a meeting with Brandon the other day, and, you know, they're back in the situation where we were last year, wondering if they're even going to get paid, so...
Oh.
Yeah, it's... We're working on it. Kevin sat in on a meeting we had the other day, so he's getting involved. So, if you guys got any questions about what I'm trying to do to move forward here and try to keep some of this revenue. Trying.
Yeah. And as commissioners, I think it's something that we need to be mindful of because, you know, if 4 or 5 years down the road they do build a jail, you know, we need to not become reliant on that money.
We are.
I know it right now. Are. I know.
I don't know right now what we do without.
Oh, I know.
So which line is that? That'd be the November federal... ICE, or is it a combination of those?
It's a combination. So when you look at the numbers on the left, those are just the month of November. Mm-hmm. And then I never liked the way Mark does that report. Mark does that for me. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of factors involved with the way he does that. And it's basically everything the jail costs us. And he does a whole big pile to get that report. It's just the way it's written. I've learned to get it now. It's taken me a while to figure it out, but it's all the information is there. He gets it all in there. Mm-hmm.
But if you just look back to the calendar year federal, you can see about what the jail has brought in on federal prisoners, and you take that out of a budget.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're pushing up.
Three quarters of a million in the last calendar year.
Yeah, just in the calendar year.
Yeah.
That's made a big
40
difference.
Of
oh, yeah.
For
federal. That's a way to look at it, too, is the percent of the total.
Mm-hmm.
What is Woodbury County voting on that?
I don't know when the county. I know that the city has something up on their agenda, and I think it's this week. I don't follow it close enough to accurately tell you, but I know there's something coming up this week in the city. Now, the county, I don't know.
I don't think they're voting. To get it on the ballot, May, and then be on the ballot in November, right? September, October?
I'm not positive. It's Iowa.
Well, that's what they said.
I believe it's a spring ballot.
Is it?
If it passes through the city and the county, it sounds like it's going to be a spring ballot issue.
They won't wait till the election?
No.
Election.
A lot of times elections don't, because they think it's better or worse for them to not do it during the
year. So here's some of the problems. I might as well be up front of the public meeting. I am working at looking at securing some cap funds from the feds to finish the jail project. And after talking to the architect this week, that's basically what it is finish the jail. So when they built this jail, they built it for that. Joan probably remembers this, and Tony might even remember this. I know. At the time, the money was tight. It was going to be another $4 to $5 million to add on that extra 100 beds. Had we done that at the time, I don't know. That's speculation. But the fact is, everything was built for that. The groundwork, there's no foundation in, but all the backfill and stuff they have to do to put the foundations in, all the water lines, the power lines, all that stuff, dead ends right there on the, would be the east side of the jail.
West
side of the jail, excuse me. That's all right there. They just went and looked at it again this week. So it's just a matter of throwing it up. They say a couple months, tops, 8 months maybe, it'll be up and running. What I'm trying to do is secure cap funds, which is it's a government program that they then tell us, okay, we'll house this many inmates there to pay off whatever we had to borrow to get that. To put that up, and right now they're talking anywhere from 4 to 5. And if you don't report this, I would appreciate it, because
It's something where
preliminary.
Yeah, something we're just kind of getting started.
In the dark. Because I told them you're going to have to sell me. I'm probably harder to sell on spending my tax dollars than the board is sometimes. And if this jail doesn't look like it's something that's going to help our county, then to me, there's no sense in doing it. Why I'm going for a bare bones, no office, no nothing. I just want some extra cells. So one of those reasons is because I've got to paint and work on them cells. I'm so full all the time. To house them inmates in another jail for the week it takes to to paint, to do the work. We can't afford it. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars for that. So this would help with that. I could throw them over there a pot at a time and repaint, fix the showers, do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple different reasons, and I'll let you know as we get down. Kevin, I'll include Kevin on most of this stuff so he knows what's going on. But, you know, it's not nothing to go to the public with about, basically. I just want to be upfront.
Mm-hmm.
So that turns into something that looks like it might work, and I got a meeting with Senator Sass. He's saying that he'll help any way he can, so I think after I sit and talk to him, he's get that cap funds. I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
What's it called, cap funds?
Yeah, it's an acronym for some funding, and basically what it is the marshals will say, okay, we'll house X amount of prisoners in your jail.
Okay.
Even if they don't have,
they guarantee
that revenue for X amount of time. So I'm thinking we can use that to pay off an addition. And then if somehow the USA stops prosecuting criminals in our district and we don't have any more federal marshals, then we mothball it. It just sits there. We don't use it. But it's there. So just things that we're thinking. I do know that in that district, marshals have hired two more prosecutors. Now, it's going to be a year before those guys start hammering people, but they're stepping up. Brandon says he's doubled in inmate size in 2 years. And he went from 50-some inmates. He's got inmates from clear from where's the Army prison? Leavenworth, all the way to North Dakota to house inmates. Mm-hmm. He's so desperate for beds. Anyway. And I'm not even touching ICE.
Yeah,
that's not even talking about housing long term for ICE.
Mm-hmm.
Hall County built their jail housing ICE.
Is it this coming Wednesday when Senator says he wants to send his personnel to the library?
Well, it's just staff. Yeah, it's I emailed him last week about this cap stuff, and I responded already. So,
that's
all news. Jail thank so you. Far.
Thank all right. You. Well, thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff. Can I report from here on out now?
You'll be the first to know as soon as we know anything definite.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. I got to talk to you anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go for a drive.
Nobody has ever reported after the drive.
You were going out.
It's not fun or no.
All right. Thanks, Sheriff.
Well,
yeah, you too. Have a great holiday.
Oh,
good for you.
Got a house full of grandkids.
Perfect.
There you go.
Grandpa, Joel.
I will have
one. Chicken coops had two doors.
Why?
Because if they had four, it'd be a sedan.
You can report. You can report that one.
Oh yeah.
Good sense of humor.
All right, that takes us to C, approve or not approve resolution 19C-041 to set commissioner salary, cost of living adjustments, and benefits for 2021 and 2022. My understanding is that the commissioner's wages can be set every 2 years because there are new commissioners that come in every 2 years. Everybody else's office is set at 4 years because it's a four-year election. So I think that this is probably just kind of to review what we want to do. We currently have what the salaries would be going forward through 2021 and 2022. This just gives us an opportunity to talk about it and see if we think that it should be addressed. I did get some information from surrounding counties that had some information. I'll run through a little bit of this information, just give you something to think about. So for 2018, which is the most common numbers, projected 2018, most common are the newest numbers that are out there for the different counties. Dakota County's commissioner wage would be $23,334. If you look at counties of similar size, Saunders County, which is there in Wahoo, they're about $1,500 more. If you look at Washington County, which is Blair, they're about $4,000 more. And Gage County, which is Beatrice, is about $300 more. So of counties of similar size, we're a little bit low, but we're right in the ballpark with everybody. Everybody's within $4,000 or $5,000. If you look at counties of similar valuations and not population, so you take Colfax County, which is Schuyler, they have 10,000 people, they have half the population, they have the same county valuation, their commissioners would be about $1,500 more than us. Yeah. With half the population. And Keith County out there in Ogallala, similar, but they would be about $4,000 more than the commissioners make in Dakota County right now. The other ones that are right around the area that are of interest to me, Cedar County, which has 8,000 people, there are 21,000. Theirs is 37, which would be 14,000 more than ours. Dixon County is less. It's 16,600. They have 7 commissioners, where we have 5. If you do the math, they're paying the exact same for commissioners as we are, $115,000. Thurston's County is substantially lower. And then Wayne County is $44,000 plus a pickup. The Wayne County. So I guess those are those. No, they have 5 like us. What's that?
They only have 3 commissioners.
Oh, do they have 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Wayne?
Where?
In Wayne.
Yeah.
Only 3
commissioners.
Yeah.
I thought it was Wayne.
So actually, that'd be fairly close too. You know, about 12 or 15,000 more than us on an annual basis. So I guess that's, you know, for informational, that's kind of the information that I would have.
So I could be a supervisor and have a pickup?
Yep.
Yeah.
How do I get that job?
You got to move to Wayne.
You got to move to Wayne.
You got to move to 2 commissioners.
Yep.
Is there taxes cheaper up there?
Yeah, I bet they are.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe.
So we've only locked ourselves in through the 19th.
You are locked in.
We're locked in through
2020. Through 2020.
Really?
Yeah. Through 2022.
I think.
We're locked in through 2022.
So there's really no.
It's set.
It's set, but it can be changed.
Or you can, next time you set salaries in 2 years, it has to be set. In December of the year before, January of the year of an election. So 2020, I think January 15th is the deadline to set. And if you wanted to wait until January of 2022 and set it for just 2 years rather than the full 4, so that each board, you know, because you...
Because people are always coming and going.
Yeah.
I know that in some years back they raised it by $5,000. All of the department heads, including commissioners, and at that time, you know,
it was 2015.
You look at what the department heads were making within the building in counties. You know, all of our department heads, and that $5,000, you know, brought them up to ballpark what other counties of like size were making. It's not like it was an overabundance that was out there. With the department
heads. Yeah, because we were way under.
They were way under for years and years.
So we were qualified. It was kind of a qualification back then.
Yeah.
It was 2015.
So I think I'm fine not messing with it.
Yes, leave it alone.
I think like a freeze or something of some sort.
I know one taxpayer thinks it ought to be $12,000 a year.
I think I talked to him on the phone this morning, too.
It's confusing with legislature.
So, yeah. I mean, that's something that we can look at going forward, too. I don't know if you're better off, you know, waiting till but you never have a new board because you're always adding a member, losing a member.
Yeah.
So there's never really a time where it's like
fair for everybody
to because it's always hard for me to talk for people that don't have any say in it. And those would be the people that are getting elected. But there again, you have to also, sometimes you have to do that. So. And I have no problem with where it's at either. When you look at the comparisons, I think that it's, you know, pretty comparable. It's certainly not on the high side of the average of anything that's comparable. It's in the range.
Yeah, I guess I often think that that people serve publicly not because of the salary, but because they want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know that, you know, necessarily making it higher or lower would really impact. I don't know, maybe mm-hmm. it would, but I would say keep it the same or freeze it or something like that. And then the part about the medical stuff, if you don't need medical, we still have to take that. That's one thing that I've often thought. That would save some money for the county.
Mm-hmm. I've had the option to take a stipend or decline a stipend.
Right, yeah. I'm just trying to think of how we can give back to the county.
Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to give back, Saturday morning, Cardinal Christmas Basket is delivering baskets to 350 needy families in Dakota County. And if you want to get out there and deliver those, just come to the fire hall at South Sioux. Saturday morning, 8 o'clock Saturday morning, and then you can go out and deliver those to people in need. So there are lots of ways to get back.
And we pack them the night before.
If it works.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Where did you do at the high school?
At the fire hall, the North Fire Hall. Yep, the old.
Where they do their breakfast and stuff.
Where they do their breakfast, the old North Fire Hall, not the new fancy fire hall. The where they do all our training and stuff right there, north of the city, the city hall.
It's got a new name. Cardinal Christmas Basket. Still, I think it used to be
the fire hall.
The fire hall itself.
That's
I don't know.
Chief Peters or something like that.
Yeah, he was the old chief of police here years ago that started the program.
Pete Ballmer.
Yep. A long, long time ago, Larry, probably classmate of yours, Larry.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Oh, I know. I've never heard anything but great things about him.
Larry had a good police department, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't mistreat me ever.
Well, I think for the purposes of the agenda item C, I'll make the motion to not approve Resolution 19C-041.
Yeah, I would second that, and I think that when we talk about our next budget, would be a good time to decide if we wanted to do something as far as a freeze or anything of that nature.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. All right, D, approve Resolution 19C-042, amending Resolution 19C-039 to approve, adopt, ratify, and affirm the execution and performance of the lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation for acquisition of property, county road pickup, and law enforcement vehicles.
You approved this on Resolution 19C-039 a couple weeks ago. He had a dollar amount in there, and the sheriff's law enforcement vehicles went up by $2,000, and he was actually did not have enough money in that Resolution 39, so he's amending it to 121. Remember, he said
not over 120, and he amended, the resolution is amended to reflect 121 or something.
So it's like changing the lease payments?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. I told him we could just pay the difference, but he wanted to redo the whole thing.
The vehicle payments, because it's not a lease, right? It's a actual...
Lease purchase.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So the terms the same and everything else is
yes.
Just, okay.
Yes.
The rate and yes, the same.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve resolution 19C-042.
Second that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tommy?
Yes.
Commissioner Committee reports.
I went to the Tri-State Legislative Forum last week, like half a day event, and it was South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa. Very interesting stuff. There, you know, one of the three topics they discussed, daycare is a huge issue for workforce development. There's lots of jobs out there that, you know, people can't find daycare, or they can't find daycare for second shifts, or they can't find weekend daycare.
Or affordable daycare.
Affordable. Sure. People pay, it was outstanding, people pay $14,000 a year for daycare, or $12,000 a year for daycare, and $14,000 a year for their house mortgage. I mean, it's not affordable. So we have to think about, it's a workforce issue, daycare is. So that was a really interesting presentation, and figuring out how we can, as a community, support good daycare for people to go to work. And then the other topic was rural broadband access. That's a big topic of interest. I mean, you think about the digital divide of our rural communities being able to access, you know, high-speed internet for educational, you know, schools are impacted, you know, commerce, all of that sort of thing. And then the third topic was Department of Transportation, all the flooding that happened, and that was very interesting. I was a little disappointed there were no Nebraska legislators there. There were some Iowa legislators there, but none from Iowa or Nebraska, or even South Dakota, which I'm a little disappointed. But the topics were outstanding and very thought-provoking.
Thank you a lot for going.
Very good.
I had a LAC meeting, and there wasn't much on the deal. They did have a 10% insurance increase for their staff, like a lot of people have seen. So hopefully that straightens itself out, but it doesn't look like the insurance thing ever will. But there wasn't much going forward on the agenda at this time.
Can I ask that, you know, Sheriff talked about it, the budget, and it looks like we're in pretty good shape, and that's a big part of our budget right there with that, but do we do a kind of a review of budget when we get about halfway through the year?
We were just talking about that today, Joan and I were, and that's something I think we need to get looked at.
I think
at.
That would
yeah.
be very helpful
yeah.
as we make decisions on
for sure.
where we're at, and are we on target, yeah. are we ahead, behind?
Try to state a date in January, and then
okay.
we'll meet with all the department heads, too.
That's what I figured. I mean, this is my first year, so I really don't know exactly
yeah.
what
yeah. we kind of let it go last year because you guys were both new on it,
yeah.
so we didn't do it last year.
But yeah, I think that would help a lot for me, kind of get a feel for it, too.
I forgot to ask Fred, but what, but Joan, you would know anyway, what asphalt repairs we're going to be done in the upcoming next to June 30. I know Sawmill Road was in the Tompkins area was part of a thing that got thrown out. Was there anything other than that was supposed to happen this year?
They were going to look at rebidding that in the spring since it couldn't be done. Not that project exactly, but
right.
similar out in that area. I don't know if there was, I don't think.
That was the only asphalt
project. Yeah,
it was the only money set aside for that particular project.
But there are money set aside for maintenance on Bluff Road, some maintenance there.
Yep.
100.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we need
well, another thing, too, now, I thought that Ronnie and Fred, or I and Ronnie and Fred, or somebody would mark that out, would have to get removed and replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But last I heard from somebody that Fred was going to hire an engineer. Oh, from Tim, surveyor Tim. But he was going to have them do it.
Well, I'd say, why don't you talk to him before he does that and find out what you guys want to do going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I'd sooner save the $10,000 and go out there. It would be like a half a day deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple what's got to get done there.
Mm-hmm.
Some decisions are going to have to be made,
mm-hmm.
and it's all going to hinge on the amount of money one's got to deal with.
See,
right? Thank you. See, Devin, what a person's got to work with to be able to do what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then I was also thinking about, see, Fiddler Creek down there in Homer around the ball fields there, that asphalt, was that's been in the cooker for some time as far as getting overlaid.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any monies for that?
We haven't set anything aside for that. It's the type of deal.
Will that be in next year?
Yeah, we'd have to put it in the plan for the next year if that's what we
were. Well, what my thoughts were to take that, what Sawmill Road, add Lakeshore, the fixing the joints on that. Lakeshore is just really rough now. You've
mm-hmm.
driven on.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to get fixed. I mean, it's going to get worse and get to the point where you've got to saw them out. But now I think the slurry would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So add that to the Sawmill Road. You know, and maybe another thing, see, there's some cracks showing up already on Omaha Avenue. I mean, that overlay that was done 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be addressed now. They're going to be getting that thump,
yeah,
washing out, see. I thought maybe add those to it if the money would permit.
Mm-hmm.
And then write it up as base bid being Sawmill Road and then alternate 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we don't have money for when the bids come in, just don't do them.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to do it, to have a bid to where we have a project and then have bids for it.
Yeah, for different. And then tolls for the base bid plus the adders.
Mm-hmm.
It would look, I think a guy could maybe get a better price, especially on that joint business.
Yeah.
You know, some joints, you know.
Yeah, if somebody who's already out there working.
Right.
They might be able to do a little better
thought.
Bid on
it. I shouldn't bring it up to bid.
Well, next meeting, let's talk to Fred about that. And as we're getting just a little bit closer, I mean, we want to have those bids in probably
right.
by February for sure,
yeah.
Because so we can get at it, because mm-hmm. we have to get it done in this fiscal year.
Yeah, that does. Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as that bridge deck, it seems to be standing holding up. I mean, you know, that
mm-hmm.
metal plate was put on the hole.
Yeah.
Now, it was, prior to the overlay there, it was, you could see the plate, you know,
mm-hmm.
the asphalt was flexing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's going to do it, but if it starts doing it, we'll have to do something sooner than
later.
You know,
okay. Then we have mail and emergency business. We do have a letter here. It's a letter, it deals with refugees and refugees being able to settle in different communities, different parts of the country, and our county being one of those. I'll read you just a paragraph of it that kind of gives you a little bit of feel for what it says. It says, as you know, on September 26th, President Trump issued an executive order 13888 requiring written consent from governors and local executives for future resettlement. There's at least one refugee family with ties in our area that has been vetted and cleared for resettlement in the future. On behalf of three resettlement agencies in Nebraska, Lutheran Family Services of Nebraska, Catholic Social Services of Southern Nebraska, and Refugee Empowerment Center, this letter constitutes an official request for the consent as an elected chief executive of your county. Attached is a consent language template and jurisdiction attestation. Both documents are required to satisfy the executive order. Please edit and highlight only the printed sizes. So it's just saying, you know, that we would be open to. It also goes on in the letter and talks about how people that are part of the refugee system are vetted. And, I mean, I would say it's probably the most rigorous vetting system there are for anybody to enter this country. And so I guess that they're just asking if we would be all right with signing a letter saying that if we have refugees that are coming to this area, that we would be fine with that.
And we put it on the mail emergency because there's a deadline of before we meet again, a deadline of December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Make a motion to sign that agreement with those those individuals.
And I'd second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
And I think that's it for mail or emergency business. We'll go ahead and adjourn.
Thanks, Chair.
Yeah.
Great job.
157.
Great job.
There's a bipartisan bill going before the Senate that is going to address